This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. The Prime Minister also undertook a ride in Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad to New Ashoknagar RRTS station. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "Delhi, National Capital Region, has received a significant gift from the central government," adding that India's urban mobility has expanded further. The Prime Minister emphasized that once the Namo Bharat project is completed, there will be a vital change in traffic on the Delhi-Meerut route. He said, "The project showcases the future of public transport in developed Indian cities." Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro network. He emphasized that during the current tenure of the government, India will have the second largest metro network in the world. Prime Minister Modi also addressed a rally at Japanese Park in Rohini today. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give the BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. Mr. Modi said, "The next 25 years are crucial for the development of Delhi." The Prime Minister emphasized for developing Delhi as the national capital of a Viksit Bharat. The Union Health Ministry has said that it is keeping a close watch over the spread of HMP virus in China during the past few weeks. The ministry said the number of labs testing for HMPV will be enhanced by the Indian Council of Medical Research and assured it will monitor trends of HMPV for the entire year. The ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi over the recent development. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted searches at the house of a recently arrested accused at Jamia Nagar in Delhi as part of its probe into a Lao PDR human trafficking and cyber slavery network. The search led to the seizure of digital devices and incriminating financial documents, including debit cards, passbook and checkbooks of multiple banks. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with the security forces today. A security personnel also became a martyr in the encounter. A large number of arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. The exchange of fire and search operation is still going on in the area. In view of the safety of the devotees in Mahakumbh, a large number of Jal Police personnel have been deployed in the Ganga and Yamuna rivers. These personnel have also been equipped with advanced equipment like underwater drones and sonar systems. Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during the Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. The Mahakumbh Mela is scheduled to take place from the 13th of this month to the 26th of February at the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers in Prayagraj. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and other Indian leaders. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rain and snowfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh today. In Uttarakhand, there is a possibility of rain and snowfall in the high-altitude areas of the state. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. With this victory, Australia have also qualified for the final of the ICC World Test Championship 2023-25. And that is the end of this news bulletin.